Some of them are very accomplished. They have competed in the national competitive pipeline. But majority of our skaters, being this is relatively new, are very young. Majority of them are 11 years or younger.
With any sport, with any artistic venture as well, it teaches kids the rewards of work. It teaches kids to have fun with it. It does a lot to help them self-regulate and self-organize. How does figure skating fulfill that function in Central Illinois?
I actually can attest to that because my daughter is an accomplished figure skater who is also an ISU Redbird, and figure skating taught her time management and discipline because it requires a huge amount of practice to be able to go to that competitive pipeline. And she, being in the honor roll and being at every single day, trained for 2.5 to 3 hours. So she had very much discipline, and she will tell you that figure skating is a sport that literally tells you never to give up, because you fall down, you stand up. When they're learning a new element, a jump, a spin, they fall 1,000 times before they can master it, and they never give up. So it teaches kids strength of character, discipline, time management, and literally and figuratively, you fall down, you get up.
For those listeners who maybe watch figure skating once every 4 years at the Olympics and hear the announcers and see the skaters do things like quadruples and multiple triples, whether it's an axel or a flip or a lutz, what level are kids in Central Illinois at?
We have skaters that have multiple doubles, ults, and double jumps in combination, and close to triples. Ults are double axels, which is a 2.5 rotation jump. And they are, as I say, they are on their way. And we, it is just growing, and to see the enthusiasm in these kids, they are, it's quite lovely to see that.
We think of figure skating as a winter sport with the Winter Olympics, and yet it's springtime and you're having your annual ice show. Is it a year-round avocation for these kids?
Yes, it is. It is completely a year-round. Actually, at the Pepsi Ice Center, there is ice 365 days a year if they don't shut down for 10 days or so for maintenance. Multiple hours of ice time that is available, and these kids is train, because the competitive pipeline is usually starts in fall and goes to January, and after that they may take a couple of weeks is just to take off from training, but they go right back and train the whole year.
Does it require that to be competitive or to continue to improve?
Yes, it requires at least 3 hours of ice time to be competitive, along with off-ice training in ballet, dance, understanding of music, because the whole program, ice skating is nothing but dance components set to music on ice. So they have to have an understanding of music, as to if you see the Olympic skaters, when there is a high in the music, that's when the jump happens. When there is a lull in the music, they spin the footwork. So,
with more than 70 kids involved, and the Pepsi Ice Center has hockey and free skate and a number of other things going on, how difficult is it to find adequate ice time?
It is very difficult, but we, over the years, have built a very good relationship, and the Pepsi Ice Center's manager, Michael Hornberg, has been really, really supportive, and we can get adequate amount of ice, some at Pepsi Ice Center and through the Pepsi Ice Center management, some at the arena, because that arena ice, besides the Aces hockey team, just sits idle, and we purchase ice from them through the rink management.
At the elite levels, compulsory figures, the slow rotations of figure mm-hmm. eights and spirals, are no longer required mm-hmm. for judging. The purpose of those exercises, though, for younger skaters is to make sure that they are masters of line and edge and control of their body. Are there still compulsory figures at lower levels?
There is not compulsory figures at lower level at a competition, but to be able to compete at any level, they have to take something, they have to take tests and pass the test. And there are two pipelines of test. One is called moves in the field, and moves in the field is nothing but figures. It's just, you don't do jumps, you don't do spins, it's just edge work and being able to control and make clean edges and figures onto the ice. For someone to be able to compete at a senior level, they have to pass 8 different tests as to be able to do so. So that's where the figures now come in.
The theme of the show this year is Let's Celebrate Seasons. How did you happen upon that?
We asked the skaters, a lot of them thought this would be fun, and the coaches who choreographed thought this would be fun. So we are celebrating season, but we are celebrating in the concept of a school year. So they start with fall and end with summer.
Often in any exhibition or any show, there are high-profile figures who come in. Do you have some of those?
Yes, we actually have the current national silver medalist in pair, Haven Denny and Brandon Fraser, with us, who are also 2017 national champion. And Haven and Brandon, I have gotten to know them over the years, and they are the two of the nicest and kindest people you'll ever meet. And amazing skating skills.
Lena Chaudhry is with the Central Illinois Figure Skating Club. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.